Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Do you service Warrensburg?
Winford County. What's your
I'm
county?
Sorry, what?
Are you
Johnson.
To...
Warrensburg, Missouri is Johnson County.
Johnson County. Let me see. Hold on. Yes, we do.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I would like to put an application in.
Amazing. Sure. Okay. Let's start with your first and last name.
Oh, Mary Jane Lovall. It's M-A-R-I, all one word, J-A-Y-N-E.
It's one word?
Yep, that's what I said, one word.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Love All. Spell love and then all, and don't leave out the E.
Okay, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I'm sure you get a lot of compliments for it. It's very unique.
Sometimes, and then there's other times I get called a different name, and you don't really want to know.
Right. But I guess when you pronounce it for me, I'm able to spell it correctly. Okay.
Well, so, Mary Jane is usually not spelled that way.
It's not. I know. It's not. It happens to be. I just want to confirm with you. M-A-R-I-J-A-Y-N as in Nancy E.
Yes.
Okay, good. Mary Jane Lovell. Okay. And then phone number 816-824-0497 is what I see.
Yes.
Amazing. And Mary Jane, do you have Medicaid?
I'm on Medicaid, but I'm not asking to get it for me. I'm asking to get a job.
You want to be the aide?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You're looking
home
for
health aide. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I said that in the very beginning. You must not have heard me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people, it's the same line that we get calls for people applying to get service and then to be serviced. So, what, let me just see if there is anything open at the moment. If not, though, I'm still willing to send you an application because we get cases all the time. And
right. I don't mind doing Sedalia for, Knobnoster. I don't want to go too far.
One second.
And I don't have to be exactly here in Warrensburg, as long as it's not over 30 minutes or more. But today is not that far away from me.
Okay. Let me help you fill out an application, and then we're going to find you a case.
For home health aid, correct?
Yeah, this is to be a home health aide in Missouri in Johnson County or in the surrounding area.
Well, like I said, I can't. Okay, I don't
You're
know
too
how
far.
To.
Right.
Yeah, not over 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
I just don't want to put the miles on my car like that.
Sure, and it's
because
it's exhausting.
Then,
it also
well,
takes time.
Not about that. It's about getting the miles on my car and racking them up and then having to go get a new car because the warranty's out of it. So I don't want to because, yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. And Mary Jane, what's your email address?
Mary, M-A-R-I, dot loveall at gmail.com.
Okay, what's your address?
I know what my address is. 825 Sunflower Street. Sunflower is all one word.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment number C.
Yeah. Zip code?
Warrensburg. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
The zip code as well.
Oh, Warrensburg, Missouri, 64093.
Okay, great. And then one more question. What's your date of birth? 11/24/1961. Mm-hmm. Okay. One second. Okay, so let me write down a few of the things that you're looking for. So it sounds like you drive. Looking for a case within 30 minutes. Are you allergic to
minutes.
Pets? Mm-hmm. Are you allergic to pets or smoking?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not allergic to smoking. I'm not allergic to pets. I really don't want pets. I had a couple of bad experiences here, but if they're good dogs.
Right.
No, I'm not allergic. As long as I'm not going to get bit, I'll be fine.
Right, right. Okay. And do you have any, like, schedule preference or not specifically?
No, I do. No weekends and days. I can't drive at night. I have night blindness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Daytime.
I'm up at 5 a.m. every morning.
Wow. So
When I was a certified nurse's aide till 2000, I worked the early shift, like 5 to 1:30 in the nursing homes, but I don't do nursing homes anymore. I'm not a CNA anymore either. And I went to 10-hour shifts. I said bye-bye because my kids were still at home. They're not at home anymore. They're all in their 30s.
Okay. I'll tell you, our agency pay is about 14 per hour. That's what we start at, and then I believe there's going to be a raise coming up in January to 15. I just like to
I'm not even worried about that. I just have to work part-time. Because I am on Social Security survivor benefits. I'm not retired benefits. I'm survivor benefits. My husband passed away. And I have to watch how much I make a year. But part-time would work really well for me if I could get it.
Right. Okay. I'll definitely do my best to find you something. I emailed you the application. And I'll tell you, we have... Like, as soon as we find something, I'm going to give you a call. And then I'll tell you, we have, once we have something, then I'll give you a call. And just so you realize, at that point, we'll do a background screening on you just to make sure everything's good. And then we'll
fine. Yes, I test every background I've ever had.
That makes our job easy. Thank you. Okay, great.
I just got through with a client that is through Wills. And every time that's consumer, where they're the boss and Will's just, they just pay me my paycheck, but I'm not going to work for them anymore. And I've done this for a lot of years, and I want to take care of somebody. I know I don't mind cleaning, don't get me wrong, but through Will's, it's nothing but cleaning, and I want to take care of you. That's what I'm used to. I'm just not a CNA anymore.
Right. Okay, that's fair. Okay, I'll definitely keep this all in mind. If you don't hear from me in a week or so, you could always text me just to find out if anything came up.
On this number?
Yeah, this is a texting number. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do have a question, though.
If you want, I can text you first. That way you have my direct line, in your phone.
Well, I called 314-782-8792.
So I think that's the main line. I'm going to text you my direct line, okay?
Okay, but I have a question. Okay. Now I think you got me to forget it.
Sorry.
Oh, well. That's all right.
Remember, call me
it's
back.
It's not your fault.
Don't worry. Here's my text. I'm texting you right now. This is my direct.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. I apologize. Go ahead and do that. But here's the deal. If those letters that you send me are too small, because all I have is a phone, is it okay? My daughter lives in Rolla. I will probably send her the email and let her apply for me because she has a computer.
Okay, it shouldn't be, but sure. I sent you the email. You could always send it to her if she would need to fill it out for you, okay? You could always forward the email.
But that's all right. It's
yeah,
just because I don't have a computer and I don't have internet. I mean, I have it on my phone, but the letters are usually so small that I can't even, I can see, but I would have to take my glasses off and try to read it to apply. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And it's easier
as
if
long
I have
as
her
you're
do
in aware,
it.
As long as you're aware that of what, you know, she would have to sign on a few stuff. So as long as she's signing with your consent.
I don't care if she does that.
Okay, so then that's fine.
If you don't mind, I don't mind.
As long as, you know, you understand what she's signing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've worked home health aid. I've been a home health aide for over 30 years.
Right.
I mean, some rules might have changed, but as long as I get, you know, yeah.
Right. Okay, great. Okay, great. So I sent you the application. You can get that done, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Sure. Have a good day. Bye-bye.